Blog Talk Radio.
Really the body, but was obvious though. My beat up to a poppy, cut me flow, but it don't stop me though. I can get on top of the top of it until it's obviously a body kicking it and out on me karate. They said, ooh shit, how we do this? Shit's abusive. Black and blue contusion about his music. Which produces stupid, that should prove it. Substituting fools with fluid movement. Gotta let them battle me, battle me, and I will battle you battle me. If they shadow me, cattle me. Having your belly saddle me. They won't battle me, ain't no matching me, sadly. If they added it, battle me, be the daddy on Saturday. I can dead it and edit it, I'm a vet and forget it. I'm the nigga that did it, I can make you get ignited. And I've been in the wedding and stay ahead of the end before you enter the break of that.
That's a go let the pop in the bottle, hitting the throttle. Mama, they can follow the model, cock in the hollow. Bust to get the top of the ball, the only chopper at the shop, and I'ma be here tomorrow. Cali.
Let it flow and murder, come now me sir, yeah. Let it flow and murder, come now me sir.
They get to be the sickest, now we cooking in the kitchen. Everybody come and miss it when it's in the pit. The pit, the pit, the pit, the pit, the pit, the pit, the day, but the tip of let it fry. Hit the hit, they get on the floor, can I? They don't really like me, I don't give a fuck about your person. I'm feeling you stupid for overthinking it, thinking that you know me. Feel the fuck about your homie, never step into the killer. Hell, it wasn't ever back, I feel it really didn't let me. I'll go with passing the strokes to the chainsaw. I hit your flesh, it gets a little ugly when I hit the bigger person. They really above nothing, but I go now. Multidimensional with these rounds and sounds. Yes, I'm blessed, blessed. Remember the timeline when I get them, they're not really, but they get them. You can die, get them, I right, with the rhyme, I get them. The mind is alive, they cannot go get them. Step over life when I ride your rider. Tell them it's my ears, deep in the fire. Tell them it's nothing, we kill the gorillas, they know nothing. Eat up, so kill up.
Let it flow and murder, come now me, sir, yeah. Let it flow and murder.
Welcome to the show. I am the Mr. King 1033, so I see that's me. You dig? This is Femo Nation Forever Radio, Two-Man Jerking, 101, Volume 68, Season 9. We're going to be speaking about branding aspects, man. Branding aspects, something, man, that a lot of people really ain't touching on too much, man. So big shouts out, man, first of all, to our sponsors, all our affiliates. Big shouts out to Deeper Entertainment, man. First song up right there was Murder by Armageddon Myers featuring Chris Calico, man. I already know what it is, man. So, man, this episode about the branding aspects, right, that is not encouraged as much as other aspects. Branding is a big part of your come up, and I'm going to break it down for you, man, for a better understanding of how valuable the understanding is. We also had that music jerk mix spinning. Some of it you heard, man. Some of it you might not heard. If you want your music heard, all submitted music must come with an audio drop for consideration, and the format should be MP3 or WAV format, and you want to send that to chopontheradio@gmail.com. It's chop with a C, chopontheradio@gmail.com. Comment. Make sure it's MP3 format or WAV format. Label all your music, man. Label all your work that you send, man. Make sure your artist name's on there, the song title's on there, and if you have any features, make sure you send that information as well. Again, big shout out, man, to everybody taking their time out, checking out the shows, whether you're checking them out live with us, big shout out to you, or you hitting it on the replay, man. We greatly appreciate your time. We glad to be back. We getting ready to light it up, man. All new segments, all new music, man, and some music that you did hear. And we just going to run it up, man, so appreciate it. And we are looking for co-hosts, radio personalities, other co-hosts, man, to come on and be interviewers as well, to sit in on some of the interviews and run the interviews. Some of them, you know, we open for you to do your segments. You can come in and co-host a segment with me. We're going to get it in, man. We all about that working, and we all about that jerking. You dig? So if you feel like you about that as well, holler at me, man. We're going to put you on some game. You dig? So Brandon, man. Brandon is the aspects. Brandon Aspects is what the topic is tonight, and we're going to get off into it, man. But first, I'm going to sauce you up with two of them and come back. We're going to get into the first part right here on Femo Nation.
You're beautiful, baby. Go ahead, please. You're beautiful, baby. Believe that, baby. You're beautiful, baby. The truth is, you're beautiful, baby. Believe that, baby. They say truth hurts, but the truth is, I wasn't born feeling it useless, feeling ugly. Cause my black skin didn't even come close to a cracking. All the melanin missing and messages got me feeling like beauty was effortless. Took a minute for me to digest it. While the industry wasn't invested in my kinky and my cornrow. Big booty and swallows. Why they call me and my cornrows good for rap music and grind. Flow, never taking my features in serious. Every George a little too curious. Wanted me to be how they dreamed of me. Ghetto fabulous, never luxurious. Till I took a good look in the mirror. Saw my reflection a little bit clearer. Saw my deception a little bit nearer. And saw all the fear that they said was inferior. To my internal queen and exterior. To my lips and my hips and posterior. And I'm a warrior's a little less weary. Knowing that beauty comes from the interior. And it's beautiful, baby. Go ahead, baby. You're beautiful, baby. You're beautiful, baby. The truth is, you're beautiful, baby. Believe it, baby. You're beautiful, baby. Go ahead, baby. You're beautiful, baby. Believe it, baby. You're beautiful, baby. The truth is, you're beautiful, baby. Believe it, baby. They say nothing in life comes easy. Suck a handout from freebies. Suck a born every minute like babies. They infect with the hatred like rabies. Gotta shake them off like scabies. Steady shine like the top of a Davy. Know your worth like fuck you pay me. When they ask for the boss, better say me. When they ask for you, better say please. Better butter you up like a biscuit. They can throw all the shade like a discus. Disrespect and they ask, catch a fist quick. We ain't playing no games with our women. We've been the victims since the beginning. Sick of us passing it down to our children. Instead of us passing around ever winning and telling them beautiful baby. Good you beautiful baby. You're beautiful, baby. You're beautiful, baby. Tell the babies that they beautiful, baby. You're beautiful, baby. You're beautiful, baby. Hey, you're beautiful, baby.
Till I made was done to a letter. Humility expressed in the way it treats its people. Showing love and grace like the God who made us equal. People living life in their house with no ceiling, a good feeling. Confidence marks the pavement with each footstep bringing healing. A balm to the wounds of past prejudices, racist treatments and ignorance. Yet it's still evident that equality is distant. Black men and women meet the end right on the pavement. Told that all lives matter when we know we're treated less than. Shouting say their names until they understand our anthem. But don't you worry, better days are sure to come. So we keep hope alive with our eyes fixed above. Pressing through the pain until the world truly sees sweet liberty in our country, 'tis of thee. One, one, one.
Will we
Major shout out, man, to Push Audio, man. Major shout out to Push Audio, man. We gave you that Phoenix Feligi, the man after demand for justice, man, Beautiful Baby. And we just hit you right there with that Macklin, Tears of Thee, man. I said I was going to give you two, man, but the vibe is just feeling so right, man, so good. We got to give you another one, man. We can't just break off on that one right there, man. We feeling good out here, man. Everything up, man. Everybody energy is high and amazing, man. So we got to give you another one, man. Let's see.
Get your words up. Bitch, you serious up. Get a more sick. You ain't heard of. Hold on, take a minute. You know who the fuck I am. I get it. Hey, we be killing. There's no stopping. There's no win. I said I got them goals on my mind. Nothing come between. Wanna watch what I be doing. Try to step back and see. Unpredictable, bitch. Moves is mystical, bitch. Why you jocking my style? I invented this shit. I got a different mentality. No slave for the salary. Once you in poverty, living beneath the average. See, it's all to keep you under. Knowledge the truth come up. And there's a million ways to make it. Which way is you gon' pull up? They say you worry about yourself. Wonder about your wealth. Trying to make a million for myself and millions. Some like what they feeling, how I'm feeling. Put it all in and keep building. It's not destiny to rise. Fuck however shit you feeling. Come up like, pop your words up. Bitch, you serve sucks. Get a more sick. You ain't heard of. Hold on, take a minute. You know who the fuck I am. I get it. Hey, we be killing. There's no stopping. There's no win. I said I got the bones on my mind.
So funny, a praying mantis, don't bug me. Oh, how I managed to be famished. Though I'm eating so lovely, I guess that means I stay hungry. Just out here riding these waves. I guess the MP3s now. But hey, it's all the same. It's all about that vibe. This is sick, what's on your mind. What a time to be alive. Oh, I rise because I climb. Others out here living and their compound interest. Me didn't think that I could get a teller in that compound interest. Hey, make your money, make you money. Less expensive living humbly. Then you grinning like the Grinch when your investments turn to something. A message to these youngins. Keep your eyes up on that prize. Stay focused on where you going so you don't get left behind. You don't hear me though. You don't hear me though. Got them goals on my mind, 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 mind.
Get your words up, bitch, you serious up. Get it for a thing, you ain't heard of. Hold on, take a minute, you know who the fuck I am. I get it, hey, we be killing. There's no stopping, there's no win.
I said I got them goals on my mind. I said I got them goals on my mind. I said I got them goals on my mind.
That right, man, Chris Pritham, man, with the California Caves. What's up, man? Ease the right derby. Jerk. this information right here. What is it? Brand identity is this is what your of your business. That's okay. They got this. Craft your brand identity using those purpose, perception, personality, position, promotion, right? Perception, personality, position, and promotion. And with your brand, some of your five pillars of your brand identity, man. And you, like I said, where Brady comes in, it's so much information. But into you are learning more and more. So it's shown to the things that work good for you, right? So what is a key in brand identity? The specific design and messaging a company uses, including your logo, a color scheme, topography, voice, and tone. A lot of people might have caught on, I use a lot of black and yellow. And it's not just because, and big shout out to the Shaka Nation, man, Wichita State University, Wichita, Kansas, big shout out, and not just because I'm a big Shaka fan, that black and yellow is colors that are in our logo. So when I play black and yellow in a lot of my promotion and these things, it can be related to the colors that are also in our permanent logo and one of our permanent logos, which is black and yellow, brown in the fist, black and yellow, you know, no stuff. So that is the color scheme. Black and gray is also one of our schemes for our logos. We also have a logo that's black. I think it's black, gray, and red. You did? So that black, gray, and red, we have a green and black. So those and all of those either state, family, or nation or directly text that relates to us. So brand identity, man, a logo, scheme, topography, voice, and so if you haven't been paying attention to that or looking into that, then you can look into that. You did. But this is things that's going to help you with your brand identity, your company name, the logo, the tagline, and other visual elements that help to identify your brand. We say FAMO, right? F-A-M-O, which stands for family or me only. And our creed, something we stand on is, everybody that we come in contact with and we doing business with, we should be treating just like family should. And if we do that and they treat us back the same way, then everything is A-okay and everything goes smooth, right? It's only when that element altered that it doesn't go smooth. So that's a part of us, man, when it comes to our name and the meaning. Broke down the logo. Keep it. Jerking is a big association with us. It's a big association with us, man, because it's something that we created in our way and started running with for years. I mean, it took years to build up the awareness that we're jerking, man, and getting fat. Our friends, associates, co-workers, strangers, y'all call fans, I know, man, but people in the rock with our content and stuff, they know when they see me jerking, they know that's a normal thing. They know that's something they can see, and they can associate that with FAMO Nation, right? These are some of the things that help identify your brand. Some people might not know me at all, but they didn't see personally, but they didn't see that word jerking, or they didn't heard me say jerking. They didn't see me post it. put it on flyers, put it in my promotion, put it in my post. These type of things, all these things, man, help your brand identity. Remember, purpose, perception, personality, position, and promotion. Personality, position, promotion, purpose, perception. These are some big things that's going to help you with your brand identity, right, man? So brand, you rich man, get studying up on your brand identity so that you can become better and placing your brand, man, and get your brand identity up out there. You know, it's all good, man, and it's all going to help you, right? So let's get off into brand placement now. Brand placement. This is another thing because you got brand placement and you got product placement. Brand placement and product placement is slightly different, right? With your placement, man, this is your placement. Product placement is a form of advertising in which branded goods and services are featured in a production that targets a large audience. And I always use myself for examples or people, experiences that I know of or have shared this with me. I don't like making fake things up, right? So, like, we also have Famo Nation Bath and Hand Soap. So the products that we put in our promotion and these type of things, man, it's product placement. Anytime we do anything in that area with, say, that product, that's product placement. With Famo Nation Forever, our radio show is our product. Our events, our parties, all of these type of things for us as the nation are our products. So placing those products in different places and different forms is actually a way that we use product placement. Now, if you make different products, then of course, you want to attack product placement in a different angle. You might be wanting to get your product in stores. You might want to get your food or your product like meats or whatever into a restaurant or to a local butcher, whatever it is, to the farmer's market. You know, this is your product placement. You grew it. You take it to the farmer's market. That's your product, right? For artists, man, you putting your product placement can be looked at as in, you know, your distribution. Everybody got their music going on this site, this platform, that platform. Well, that's product placement. Anytime you do an interview session or anything like that and you submit your music to have it placed or have it aired, man, that's product placement. You know? So product placement, man. And you got your product placement and then you got your brand placement. But your product placement, that right there is going to help you, especially when you got merchandise, right? Now, brand positioning, and this is the importance of brand placement. Brand positioning creates clarity around whom you serve. So it also explains to your target audience why you are the best company for them and what sets your products or services apart. It helps you justify your pricing strategy. And the positioning of the brand can be used to justify a pricing strategy. All right? Example, Famo Nation Forever Radio, man. We are heard in all states in the United States of America, man. We got listeners in every single state. And big shout out to all of them and all the states and all the cities, man, that's tuning in and rocking with us. And we also have a heavy listener base internationally. So big shout out to all of them as well. We make that very clear that we are about working with everyone, all genres of music, no matter where you at, no matter who you are. We don't do hate speech and those type of things. But we always, for years, we have made this clear. We have embedded this into people's minds, into people's everything when they think about us is we're willing to work with anybody. We will forgive. We are very forgiving. We might get mad at you. We might fall out. You know, that's normal human stuff. But we forgive and we move forward. You know, as long as everybody else, you know, we might forgive and move forward, but let's make our own decisions. But clarity around whom you serve. Most people that follow me, the minister, understand that I'm going to give them a real, raw, 100K, no blow-up product, right? So they don't expect me to be fake. They don't expect me to show them something that is not really real. They don't expect me to stand differently from what they've seen me stand for years. They've seen the products that I push for myself, like far as myself, I'm my product. So there's clarity that the minister, a.k.a. Jerkins Point Blank, is going to give it to you straight like that, right? And that's how it is, man. Now, placements, you got different type of placements, man. You got your special, your self-contained placement. And you know, these type of things can deal with education. If you're in the education field, you know what I mean? Your general education setting. In your general education setting, you know, it's also known as inclusion class or mainstream placement. The student is in a regular class with their grade level peers. You got your special education placement, your self-contained placement, and your out-of-district placement. So these are just different things right now. Positioning. Oh, that's a whole different thing. Like Nike, let's bring up Nike. Brand's position, right? It centers around innovation, quality, performance, and an inspirational image. You see that? The inspirational image. So when you see Nike stuff, they're going to try to always put their image out there with something wrapped around that's inspirational, right? Whether it be their shoes, clothes, whatever the product is, whatever they're trying to show. Wrapping a performance and inspirational image into it is what they're going to be bringing to you. It also utilizes its geographic and demographic, psychographic, behavioral market segmentation strategies to gain a better understanding of the customers. Now, I already know I'll be on social media, man, checking. Ain't nobody really talking about the psychographic and the behavioral market. See, these are things that you get into, man, when you really start digging down and really want to find out. And this is why I tell people, you can't always knock what people are posting and how they are posting on, say, like social media or how they're carrying themselves on social media, because you might not understand what works for that person. You might not understand that person's job or that person's brand or what the people that do support them are asking for or looking for is exactly what they're giving them. You just might not be comfortable with it, right? So you can't always say, oh, man, you shouldn't be posting this. You shouldn't be posting that. Hey, man, I heard it all myself. You know what I mean? I'm past that now, but it was a big thing that I dealt with because people didn't realize and understand when you stop doing that, then you're not being true to what you have promoted. You're not being true to what you have put up for everybody else to indulge in, right? So the cycle and the behavioral market, right? If I tell people all the time, man, if I come out real on social media and speak real, yeah, it's going to get a lot of attention, man, but it's going to push some people away, but it's going to get a lot of attention. I got on social media and post something positive or something good, and it's not really going to get that much attention, man. And y'all might know what I'm talking about, but that's got to do with the psyche and the behavioral part. You got to learn these type of things, man, and you can know what to push and how to push yourself. Now, what is the difference between branding and positioning? Branding builds your company's unique DNA. Positioning navigates it through a competitive market. So you got to grasp this distinction, man, and it's pivotal. It's pivotal. I'm telling you, it's the secret to sculpting and resonating your brand story and carving a nice standout niche in a bustling marketplace. And if you're in the entertainment lane, whether it be music or anything else, you know the market is highly saturated, man. So it took me a long time, and I focused. I took years out and focused on different aspects of branding, you know what I mean? And I said, okay, I'm going to put this many months into this aspect and working on this aspect. I'm going to put this much time into working on this aspect of the branding. And it worked, man. Once you hit them and attack them and you follow some of the techniques and the information that's out there, it really does work, man. So that's another big thing, man, with the difference between branding and positioning. Branding builds your company's unique DNA. You can just think of it like this. Positioning navigates it through a competitive market, right? So you need your positioning. Here recently, man, we've been, shouts out to Torchy's as well, man, and got several establishments, man, in the Tulsa area, Sopopa area, Sand Springs area, you know, in a few other places. And we've been doing events at the Torchy's Elevate, you know what I mean? We've been doing some events at the Torchy's Cadillac Country. Brand positioning. Those are two markets that we wasn't in. So introducing who Famo Nation is to the people in those markets is another way of brand positioning, taking and grabbing the opportunity to go to those places, to be able to do events, no matter if it was packed out or it wasn't packed out. Brand positioning, by us going through it and making good on it, putting our brand in alignment with what we after, put brand in the faces and the ears and the eyes of people who've never known our brand, never heard of our brand before. Positioning, right? It helping us navigate through this highly saturated market that's big on just popularity. Come on, man. See, a lot of people think you don't know what you know until you let them know you do. So brand placement and brand positioning, what branding and positioning, both of them kind of go hand in hand if you ask me, man. So you can think of, like I said, these are just different aspects, man, on branding that we're going to go through, because a lot of people don't talk about it, man. So placement and its purpose, the process of connecting the selected person, you know what I mean, to your product or to your brand. And you do need strategies for these things. Branding or brand positioning, branding position, it is a market strategy, man. And it's like giving your brand its own personality, man, that appeals to the people you want to attract. And if you want to attract, say, people that don't really like you speaking on things that's touchy, then you can't never speak on those type of things. If you want to attract the type of people that are just into a world where they think positivity is the only energy that gets people ahead or gets things done, anything, then that's all you want to show. If you're a more real life and realistic person and understands that sometimes things that seem as negative are not really negative to the person that's doing them, or the person that's putting out that energy is actually positive to them, then you'll understand. But what is your strategy? Giving your personality and appealing to the people that you wanted to attract, right? So we want me to break it down easy for you. Everybody know Wendy's. Wendy's food, right? Everybody know this, right? So at Wendy's, they're all about serving the fresh food, even if it means going the extra mile. When you walk through their doors, you know, you can make everyone feel at home because their family extends through the community. So it's different things that Wendy does to in their brand positioning statement. That's their brand positioning statement. At Wendy, all about serving up fresh food, even if it means going the extra mile. When you walk through our doors, what do we? We do what we can to make everyone feel at home because our family extends through the community. What is your brand positioning statement? I put our brand positioning statement out there all the time. You dig? All the time. And people don't catch on these things because they're just not aware. Nobody said it, set them down and put them on to it. But you should have a brand positioning statement, not just, oh, man, I'm trying to get the money. I'm just trying to get the bag, man. I'm just, you know, trying to get the bag. What if Wendy's brand positioning statement was, hey, come on in and come see us, man, because we're trying to get the bag. What does that brand positioning statement going to do for you? See, so it ain't always just, I want to get the bag, or I want to get the bag. What is your brand positioning statement? We put our brand positioning statement out there all the time, man. So you, if you don't have a brand positioning statement, maybe that is. I'm going to read to you again, man. It's from Wendy's. I'm going to read to you again what Wendy's brand positioning statement is. And they say, at Wendy's, we are all about serving up fresh food, even if it means going the extra mile. When you walk through our doors, we do what we can to make everyone feel at home because our family extends through the community. That's a brand positioning statement, right? So you need that, man. You need that brand positioning statement, man, because it's going to help you. And learning that, guess what? That just make you and your brand even more stronger. Got it, Paul. Let's take a break. Let's go.
As we evolve.
We ain't the little man, middle finger to the middle man. Dust him up with my tux on, such a gentleman. Allow me to vent a little bit, fuck your ambition. Ain't nobody out here trying to listen. Too many rappers clout chasing, chasing business of bitches, huh? Fake platinum plaques, jewelry shine more than your app. I can't imagine me there, I should be majesty there. How you gon' act when you make it, huh? How you gon' act when you famous, huh? I should be faceless, I should be nameless, I should be dangerous. Do what I wanna, not what it succumb to. Many choices to make, ain't none of my runs. Headed the game, know what's coming. Know myself, know my wealth, know my team, no joke. Nobody front, nobody run. Do it for self, ain't none of y'all done shit.
Never out to see. Wonder how big the world can be.
Daddy, look up in the sky, can you see?
This world that we live in ain't the things that we taught. Learn from police killing us that freedom can be bought. Injustice amongst us never should have been a close race, but look how much they chose race. Fuck you think, I got kids that shouldn't experience the same as me. Really up to us to change the world and who you aim to be. Some people pass along their hate, pass along their ways. Know nothing better, allegory of the cave. But I see the realness everywhere I go. Hope you got a good soul, always do the right thing, surrounded by some good foe. Racism still exists, bitch, we been known. Be a better person that you been known. We young.
You gotta know it too. Passing down generational hurt, cause we were taught to. The type of hurt that'll really end up scarring your kids and had them doing to them the same that you did unto them. Imagine being grown and still having to grow up, cause part of the puzzle you learn were pieces of a setup. Ain't no love in that hate, ain't no love in that trend. We out here raising slaves and I know we better than this. And I hate to call it out, but at some point, passing out traditions gotta stop, no more finger pointing. Killing off our youth is not an option or a selling point. I just want our people to love and be hella on. Let's make the change we talked about in that cook song. No more crooked moves, we turning right wrong. We can make a change only if we remain strong. Ain't no way to lose, we're love in its purest form. I see it.
Change the ways of the world, but first your mentality. What you perceive to be, oh, we changed ways of the world, but first your mentality. What you perceive to be, oh.
Only worry about the racks now. all I got is respect for you. And if you could believe that, I'm not just up for winning, never beat that. And can nobody ever try and beat that? Gotta put my city up, gotta put my city up, and do it for my city up, yeah, yeah. You about it, she about it, put the city up. If you walk all you can get it, and you won't be stuck. Gotta chase it back to really, really live it up. After winning, you already know, come pull me up.
Should be based on the deep understanding of your audience, your brand strengths, and long-term vision of the impact you want to make in the world, man. Your brand values should guide your behavior and decision-making, creating a sense of identity and culture for your brand, man. You got to build your own culture around your brand. Your brand got to be its own culture. That's why I said, man, y'all be listening to a lot of people on social media, man, and they just don't be leading you or guiding you in the right way. Your brand purpose is very important. Your brand purpose can have a major impact on how your brand is viewed in the market and ultimately can be the driving force behind your success. So you should also have a brand purpose statement. You did? And your brand purpose statement, man, you want to be, you know, you want to be real with yourself and you want to lay out what helps you. And how do you formulate that is why your business begun in the first place? What impact does your business have on the world? What values does your target market have and share with your brand? What key unique attributes does company provide in the market? What would you like to be known for? Overall, these are awesome things, man, at Smash Brand. Them all came from smashbrand.com. Big shout out to them, man. That's information right there that'll help you. Just that right there, man, that's information that can help you have a better understanding of what you're doing, man, better understanding of your brand and what you want to do and how you see it, man. So three main purposes of branding, three main goals of branding for a business: to influence people, associations and feelings about their brand, to create a distinct identity, and to build loyalty over time. Influence people's associations and feelings about the brand, create a distinct identity, and build loyalty over time, right? So for businessmen, them is three main purposes of your branding. And three main purposes of your branding, man, that's what you want to be aiming for, and that's what you want to try to work on and try to master that right there, because that can help you, man. That can definitely help you. And we had a question, I know we've talked about this before, about like, how can you do these things? You got to identify who your audience is. You also got to research who your competitors are. You got to define your brand's purpose and position, develop a personality and brand voice, create a brand story, pick your brand name, get you a slogan, and to design your brand look, swagger, and logo, man. So that's what you need to do, right? So what makes a good, strong brand identity? We went through those things. There's a lot of different aspects that you can use to attack that. You know what I mean? Depending on what your market is and then depending on what type of brand and what you're after with your brand. So a lot of people always ask, man, why is brand purpose important? So times are changing, right? Your brand purpose, it has and it can have a major impact on how your brand is viewed in the market and ultimately can be the driving force behind your success. But if your brand is known for going hard and keeping it real and keeping it solid and standing on business, saying or speaking on things that others won't, touching on certain situations that others are afraid to, if that's what you is known for doing, stick to that. Don't worry about the few people or the groups of people that don't like it. That's what your brand is known for. If that's what you want your brand to be known for, and if that's what's working for you, then stick to that and stand on that. You got to know your brand purpose. But getting it out to the world is another way to share your brand's purpose. See, you get caught up in social media and people try to tell you to pull back and do these things. Nah, man, you got to push on all of these because all of these help you. You got your brand purpose versus your brand mission. Your company purpose is about why you exist beyond making money and its mission beyond making money. I got to keep saying that your company's purpose is about why you exist beyond making money, not just because I just want to make money. And its mission describes what your company does to realize its purpose. Now, mission. Think of a brand mission as a roadmap, man, that helps guide the brand's actions and decisions, whereas the purpose is more of an overarching concept. A purpose statement is written to lift a company's gaze. The mission statement is meant to keep its feet on solid ground. So you got all of these things come into play, man, and if you haven't set your tail down and got your mind wrapped around branding, this is just one part of the game. This is just one thing. You got to think about how many other things that you got to learn and you got to master. You got to mold and shift to fit you if it works for you. And for some people, it takes years, man. And for some people, it don't. It takes years to find out the correct ways and the right ways to brand themselves and brand their product. A purpose statement, man, provides the reason or reasons you exist. It is about why you exist. Is about what you do and for whom. Stick to the mission. Stick to your statement. Stick to your purpose. Stick to your identity and push your placement. These are things that I tell people when I work with people, man, on a real level, man, and really, you know, assisting them to get going, man, and assisting them becoming higher and higher and higher, right? So this is things that I talk to them, man. So you want to define your brand purpose. We went through that, man. Defining your brand's purpose. Shift your mindset. Consider the emotional connection your brand has with your audience. Now, come on. You got fellas, men. We got to take our head on this one. We always telling fellas, get out your feelings. Don't be too emotional. But how do you define your brand purpose? You got to shift your mindset to consider the emotional connection your brand has with your audience and the reason why your brand exists. Now, that takes some time to sit down and pay attention to it. So, improve the quality. It could be a successful brand purpose. Improve the quality of the customer situation in life, whatever it is that they're engaging with you. Create a better world and leave a positive impression, right? So what is brand purpose goals? Told you, the underlining ways a brand exists. It goes beyond making money and serving customers. A brand's purpose should inspire and guide the brand's actions and decisions and provide a reason for customers to choose it over its competitors. So, man, I done broke down a lot to you, man. I'm giving you the purpose versus brand versus the brand mission, right? There's certain things, man, that you want to be aware of. And speaking on that, you also have your brand awareness. We're going to touch on that brand awareness because the show almost over with. But brand awareness refers to the familiarity of consumers with a particular product or service. A brand's awareness campaign seeks to familiarize the public with a new or revised product and differentiate it from the competition. And social media has become an important new tool in brand awareness marketing. Right? Brand awareness marketing. And one of our tools for brand awareness, keep it jerky. Jerking lifestyle. This is easy, simple that I can just think of right off the top of my head. Jerking. Keep it jerking, man. Jerking lifestyle, these type of things. 100K, no blow up. Brazilian jerk skills, jerkfully. That's how it is, man. That's how it's going down. Brand awareness is a key consideration in consumer behavior, advertising management, and brand management. The consumer's ability to recognize or recall a brand is essential, man, essential to purchasing decision-making. A purchaser cannot proceed unless a customer is first aware of a product category and a brand within that category. It's a function, man. This is a function. Brand importance. You're allowing marketers to track and understand the effects of their marketing efforts if their campaigns are helping consumers learn about their offering. Good brand awareness campaigns, man, give meaning to what you're selling and give your target audience a reason to involve and engage with you. But a high level of brand awareness is the competitive edge that keeps a business at the top of consumers' minds. Scrap out that BS social media way of thinking when it comes to your brand and your business. You want a high level of brand awareness because it is a competitive edge that keeps your business at the top of the mind of consumers. I've been telling folks this for years, man, and we've been putting it out there for years ourselves as well, as much as a whole lot of other people too. So when you say, man, brand awareness, and you got to break it down so people understand, what is your brand awareness? Brand awareness, it just refers to the level of familiarity consumers have with a particular brand. And it is measured by how well consumers can recognize the brand's logo, name, products, or other assets. It's measured. A brand awareness is measured by how well consumers can recognize the brand's logo, name, products, and other assets. Man, I done gave you a whole bunch of knowledge on branding, man, okay? I'm going to give you just one more. It's four stages of your branding awareness, man. You got your zero awareness, recognition, brand recall, and top of the buyer's mind. These are some of the things, man, that I had sat down and studied to help. Zero awareness, right? That's your zero awareness level. You got your recognition, your brand recall, and the top of the buyer's mind. And see, a lot of artists, I know a lot of people in entertainment lanes don't really look at these things because, I don't know, for whatever reason, a lot of businesses do. A lot of businesses teach people, and, you know, they sit down and work on these type of things. A lot of people in different positions do. But for artists, man, especially independent artists, indie artists, upcoming artists, if you start paying attention to some of these things, zero awareness, recognition, brand recall, and top of buyer's mind, these things right there is going to help you in anything that you're doing as far as in with your brand and your products and all of that, man. I'm going to read it again. From zero awareness to your recognition, then you want your brand recall. That's going to turn into your on top of the buyer's minds. So that's what you need to do, man. Your brand awareness is key, man. Prioritize consistency. Be more about more than just your products. Give you some back, man. Partner with like-minded people if you can. You know, advertise with intelligence. You can become a sponsor or take on sponsors. There's a lot of different things you can do to help your brand awareness increase, man. And it's not measured by what a lot of people think it is. I read to you and I gave it to you what your brand awareness is really measured by. It's really measured in how well consumers can recognize a brand's logo, name, products, and your other assets, man. If they see that logo and they can recognize that logo with you, then your brand awareness is where it should be. If they can see your products, they can see that name and recognize that and relate it to you, your company, your brand, guess what? Your awareness kicking.
Baby, you know what you're doing so obvious that I'm feeling your movement. It's beautiful by the way we pursuing. While you back it up, I'ma move into it as we synchronize, so synchronize. No need to talk cause we think alike. So just move your body and improvise, cause I'm right with ya, synchronize.
Go slow, baby, home really be doing this kind of thing. But you kinda thick, and I kinda think I'm in love with the way you maneuvering. You and your curves, minute later I'm glued to them. Every move you make, I match it. Got the peanut gallery thinking we choreographed it. But I'm in tune with your rhythm. Zipper pressed against the back of your denim. Sprung from the minute I seen you. Working them jeans too, they don't get to relax when you're in them. Good hair or sweating your perm out. You win the dance battle, but I bet you get turned out. Can't lie, it excites me when you snatch off my lead, dumb out and go heisty. All of that make me wanna undress ya, then run into your gut like a sumo rush. Look around your legs like you know better, but I lean on it further, add a little more pressure. Put your hand on the floor, mind kinda busy with your shoulders, hips and thong prints of your victims. Getting kinda personal, like you ready to go grab your purse and roll. Cause I know what you wanna do, so one more dance and we gonna move, come on.
Baby, you know what you doing so obvious that I'm feeling your movement. It's beautiful by the way we pursue it. While you back it up, I'ma move into it as we synchronize, so synchronize. No need to talk cause we think alike. So just move your body and improvise, cause I'm right with ya, synchronize.
So you got vodka and soda, sweat dripping from your tight top, from your shoulders. I suppose connect with my nose, hit your neck, eyes closed, already know what move to make next. Yes, indeedy, feel your chest move as you're breathing like, slow down, please, save it for later. Hand rise, you grabbing my hair, but you don't care. Floor's packed, we the only ones here. So mischievous, smiling cause you finally realize that I'm in your mind, synchronized feeling, and your body sizzling. But your boy cool, damn, I drink and I'm free so my ass can make moves. In slow motion, like dancing sea for submerging the ocean. Bass kit bumping through the H2O, so stay focused. We a pair like bifocal, so
baby, you know what you're doing so obvious that I'm feeling your movement. It's beautiful by the way we pursue it. While
I back it up, you gon' move to food.
As we synchronize, so synchronize. No need to talk cause we think alike. So just move your body and improvise, cause I'm right with ya, synchronize.
Baby, you know what you're doing so.
She like my coach telling me to work the body. With a friend speaking things so obvious. But yes, I can get with the ish. Not the one on the wall or the one that dismiss. Baby, if maybe we can take a ride in my whip. Baby, you can get beside how I get. And we be off the hook, can't speak. No need to talk, just show me what you're thinking. I'm hard to find like an even prime. You know the number, look it up and I ain't even lying. Symbolize you and I so synchronized. Matching moves like I'm in your mind. Checkmate, perfect movement. Game over, no need for improvement. As we show each other the way, same path headed for the same place. You know.
That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, you trying to go back to my place? I mean,
we
could go to your place.
No need to talk cause we think alike. So just move your body and improvise, cause I'm right with ya, synchronize. Baby, you know what you're doing so obvious that I'm feeling your movement. It's beautiful by the way we performing. While you back it up, I'ma move into it as we synchronize, so synchronize. No need to talk cause we think alike. So just move your body and improvise, cause I'm right with ya, synchronize.
Welcome on Chop on the Radio.
Say welcome to Chop on It Radio.
Welcome to Chop on the Radio.
Man, you already know what it is, man. Chop on It Radio Network system is the system, man. Fairmont Nation Forever Radio is the leading radio show on the system, man. Want to be heard? Chop on It Radio at gmail.com. Make sure your music MP3 or WAV format on the interview session, man. Plug in with us on social media, man. Fairmont Nation Forever Radio 2 page, lock in with us, hit us up on there, Google us, we all over the board, man, I'm telling you, everywhere, just Google us, Fairmont Nation Forever, or Fairmont Nation Forever Radio, Spotify, man. We got two different Spotify's on there, man. We got a Spotify podcast, and we got a Spotify where all the shows automatically go once they're done. You did? So much love, man. Much respect. Keep pushing. Keep grinding. We're going to see you on Up and Up, baby. We out of here.